in the men's dorm. And if we have five people on shift, there it's a rotating number of people other than the three full-timers. But that's 15 people right there. And we only have about 14, 16 lockers. So we talked about...
We get that there's need. Totally understand there's need. Totally want to update the dorms. It's about the process to get there.
Right.
And Chuck's asking for you to go through the same process you just went through again. And I'm saying to Chuck, good, better, best is what he's going to present. He's going to present a concept of what we could do. It includes a variety of options to optimize the configuration of the space.
Doesn't mean we have to do it once they present it.
And it's going to have a master plan.
With long-term goals and short-term.
Gavin brings up the point that $25,000 may be a ridiculous amount to pay if we're only going to spend $200,000 on the renovation.
I wish $200,000.
I don't know if Harold can make a phone call to Kent Muir or to Mr. Mole and say, hey, we need X. I'm not sure what we need to get this board to say yes to anything, but I don't know if you can make a phone call and do that, or if it requires us to spend $25,000 so we can see the good, better, best combinations, so we can understand what the budget would be. It does need to go through the process like Gavin explained, and everything Gavin said is absolutely true. We've said this is a priority from beginning to end, but Trudy, we just can't come up with money. You have to say, okay, now we're not getting something over in the roads department. I mean, you just can't keep spending.
Well, I'm going to make this statement. If this remodel will probably only be good for Monclova Township, I'm saying maybe 8 to 10 years before Monclova has grown to the point where it's either going to have to be an additional add-on here or another facility somewhere. Just look at the growth in the commercial and what's going on. So this fire department lasted 20 years with a volunteers, part-time, whatever, the way it was set up 20 years ago. I don't think you still have the same carpet in your house from 20 years ago. So I'm just saying, this remodel, even though you spend the money, and yes, we do need a budget, but we need to look out.
This $25,000 will get us the budget that was included, so it will tell us what the budget is. If we spend $25,000 tonight, they'll give us the concept along with a budget of...
Then why are we going to try to have Harold call to get a budget? If we spend the $25,000, they're going to come and say, this is going to cost you this, this is going to cost you this.
I don't want a budget. I said Harold has to get X. I don't know what X is. X isn't a budget.
Oh, but you said these people will get us a budget for $25,000.
Read it, Trudy. It's in there.
Various options to optimize configuration.
I'm going to go backtrack just one time.
Sure.
You have mentioned the building across the street at least three times tonight. About we could have bought the building across the street.
No,
you brought
no,
that
I
up s- that we looked at it.
I said that's
space.
How we started this
okay.
conversation.
I just thought maybe you thought we should go back to try to acquire.
Maybe we should.
But what would you do with the building?
But we'd still have to renovate this building. This would have to become dorms then. Without a concept, like, we're not going to know.
So what you're saying, though, Gavin, to come back to a budget-type situation, what I just heard Barbara say and Chuck say, that if we hire and make a contract with these people, they will come back and say, this is going to be how much it's going to cost to do everything in this contract.
Barbara said it's in here, page 3. ROM budget cost analysis based on preliminary concept including projected soft cost, projected hard cost, estimated construction cost with contingency. So they're going to come up with something for us.
Okay.
So they'll give us three, a couple of options.
Right.
One has a sauna.
Some estimated construction
cost. So we'll know if we put these people through and they're going to give us, exactly what this budget's
going to be. But Gavin's saying if they're good is $1,250,000. We wasted $25,000.
How are we going to know? How are you going to know? I mean, is Harold going to go on and look at square footage and say, well, I think this might be this cost?
I think Harold could call Kent and say, Kent, where does a project like this come in at? I think there could be a conversation like that where there's some, where Harold does bring back some information that we can feel really great about spending this money, but maybe he can't.
As an architect, okay.
Well, and
yeah, I know.
You know, here, this the building that we have was built for a volunteer fire department. Now we're a full-time fire department.
Yep.
So if they come back and say, this is going to cost you $1.25 million, are you going to say no? I mean...
Yeah.
you kind of have to provide the facility for the...
But if it came back at $1.25 million, I mean, we need to know these figures sooner than later.
I wish I never said that number.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Now you're going to use it for
no. I'm just saying, if it's such a high number, though, you guys had plans for an addition. So is it worth, I know you're going to say Trudy likes to spend money, but if you're going to put in X amount of money over here and for, I'm just saying for a double the cost, I don't know, you guys had an addition plan somewhere for here, correct?
There were plans.
Yeah.
Like they came with the building.
Oh, that long ago?
Yes.
So when it was done, they said this could be an addition in the future.
Yes.
And that was actually put out for bid. And when the bids came in, decided not to move forward. So, but I don't remember how much that was, and it was so long ago it's irrelevant because...
Do you think you can do anything, Harold, to help this out?
I can try.
Why don't we see if we can get some additional information and we can discuss this more at a budgetary meeting next month.
Sure.
Think it can be done by next meeting? Harold.
I've got 3 weeks.
Anything else, Matt?
Nope.
All right, Carol, let's carry on with your report then.
Got two more items. Had a call from Mike Panuski last week. They're working on a grant for electronic vehicle charging stations. And he just wanted to know if we would be interested in participating in that grant process. If we're interested... If the grant is successful, it would pay for 80% of the cost of installing EV charging stations. And Mike's suggestion was two down at Keener Park, two at this park, and he thought two in front of this building. And they're $3,000 per station, and they install them in pairs. So we would be looking at six stations if we went with all three locations. So that would do the math. $18,000. I'm not sure in my mind that a charging station in front of this building makes sense, but in the parks, kind of does.
And who pays for the electricity?
Well, you can do that. You can set it up any way you want. Mike said some people provide the electricity for free, or you can set it up so people pay by the hour for the amount of time they're plugged in, or they pay for the actual cost of the electricity. You can do it any way you want. It's through an app on your phone, and so you plug in your car and do your apps.
So if I have to pick tonight what I want to spend my $18,000 to $25,000 on, it's the fire station. I'm not interested in this at all. But that's not how we operate, right? We don't. We go through a whole process. And I agree with you, Harold. I wouldn't put six in Monclova Township. I might.
We have four currently over Brandywine.
They're Tesla stations.
Yeah.
Is that the same?
I don't know if that's...
I don't know if they have universal
Yeah. So kind of question, lines are going to have to be ran, stuff's going to have to be cut through, buried, something for the station. Who covers all that cost? There's a grant here saying $6,000 per location, but what happens from the starting point to the end point, the cost associated with that?
I'm told, and I'm sure that these are averages, and I'm sure that there's variation, but he said the grant would cover 80% of the cost, and we would cover 20% of the cost. Our 20% is estimated at $3,000 per.
So $1,500 a station.
But they come in pairs. But they come in pairs, so you have to do
Yeah, he said they can't just install one. Not sure I understand why, but it was just a quick phone call from Mike Panuski one day last week. I told him I'd bring it to you this evening and see if there was any interest. What's your pleasure, I guess?
Do we even know how many EVs are in the township? I mean,
no idea.
I'm personally not interested in putting up stations right now. Maybe in 5 or 6 years, if there's more electric vehicles, price may come down. You know, sometimes things like this, the price comes down. Right now, it is a little bit of a wishful thinking for electric fire trucks and electric ambulances. I think that's down the road, but I still think we could spend $18,000 at this point of the township onto more pressing matters.
Yeah, I mean, times I go to Meijer, I mean, granted, those are Teslas, Meijer and Brandywine, I never see any cars that are plugged in. So
I'm not interested, but
it's too much. You know, if it was on 20A, I would say yes. Like, I don't think it's the right location. You know, somebody driving through, I need a station. If it was at Briarfield, if you could think of a better location than here on Monclova Road. And two is probably what I would do. Would Churchill's be interested in signing up to do this? That might make more sense. This proposal doesn't really make sense.
Not a problem.
Okay. I think you should get an administrative fill-in. It's just too low of a price range. $10 to $15 isn't going to work for you. It's going to be like $25.
I'd say good luck with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Harold can find one.
Yeah. I have one.
Okay. There you go. I'll move. I move to authorize the administrator to arrange for temporary coverage when the township administrative assistant will be out of the office for an extended period of time. Harold says he believes he can do the price range stated from $10 to $15 per hour. I make a move to authorize this.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
That takes care of my action items. The rest is information if there are any questions. I do have my first information item is roundabout landscaping, and I do have a little bit more information. Thought I brought it with me. Maybe I didn't. Are you familiar with the roundabout in front of Springfield Township Hall?
Yes.
King and Angola.
King and Angola. Yeah. I swear I brought that with me. I was going to show you a picture. Because I took pictures of it. Anyway, it was designed by Edge Group Landscape Architects downtown. And it was designed to be attractive and low maintenance. So the outside perimeter of it is river rock. Then the inside is mulch, and there are actually 600 tulips planted there. Then there are some other...
They were all in bloom last week.
They were.
That's because Holland is the bloom city.
And I forget what kind of trees they are. I don't know if I put a But again, I talked to Mike Stormer about it, and because specifically concerned about the roundabout at Holloway and Salisbury, and he said, you don't have to hire an architect. We have the plans for that roundabout. We can use those very same plans for the roundabout at Holloway and Salisbury if you're interested. So,
would the cost for that landscaping be included in the roundabout, or did Springfield Township pay for some of that?
Well, I think when we had our annual meeting at the county engineer's office, they said that they would put a number in the budget.
I think it was $5,000.
And they said if it exceeded that, they'd expect us to pay.
Right, but Chuck asked a valid question.
Yeah, I don't know.
If Springfield Township didn't have to pay for it, we shouldn't have to pay for it.
I can find out.
Yeah.
Right. In other words, if they put in $10,000 in their roundabout, the county should put $10,000. I agree.
Yeah.
Into our roundabout. So was their budget?
They already have the plan. They don't need. Yeah.
The drawings for that.
I don't know that tulips make any sense, but
they bloom in that. But they did that because of Holland.
Yeah. No. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. It was
maybe
very.
Maybe it
pretty.
Could be daylilies here or something.
Stella daylilies. They bloom all the time.
Yeah.
Well, and they actually. There are tulips, and then I do believe there are some daylilies in there as well. But they said it will be relatively low maintenance.
Hi,
Gunn. Right. We'll start.
Just leave me alone, dog. I've already had a long day.
And I apologize. I swear I thought I brought that with me, but I didn't.
Can you just email it to us here?
Oh, no, here it is. Here it is. There's some pictures, and there's the plans.
So while we're talking about roundabouts, I see they replaced the trees on Maclova and Weckerly. But I went past the one on Stitt Road, the roundabout that somebody was supposed to be taking care of over on Stitt and
Waterville-Maclova.
That thing was a disaster.
They were just out there today.
Were they? Okay, because when I went past it this weekend.
Yeah, they were out there right around about.
I'll drive past it again then.
What they were doing, I don't know. I didn't see anybody out there, but there was a truck pulled off working on something.
Because, you know, we get complaints about the roundabouts when they don't realize it's the county roundabout who's supposed to be taking care of it. And just like down at Montclova and Weckerly, they did finally replace the three dead trees, but the grass that's coming in is minimal and it's this high and you see mostly on dirt.
King Hawthorne.
Doug, should we adopt that one too?
No, I have enough to do.
So, just
that sounds
right.
That sounds closer to anything thus far presented.
Just wanted you to know I was working.
Yeah, so
right.
Just pick a
plan. Get a number that call Mike up and say how much is it if they wrote a check or. I mean, granted, ours is 2 years out, but yeah. All right. Any other questions for Harold?
Salisbury and Holloway is coming next year.
Yeah.
So that's all, unless there are questions.
Are there any questions or comments from any public tonight regarding our agenda? All right. I'll make a motion then to adjourn from general session and go to general session for the move to executive session to consider the purchase of property and avoid unfair bargaining advantage adverse to the public's interest, and also discuss an employment issue.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on motion. Herschel.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Blank.
Yes.
You ready? All right, I'll make a motion to return to general session from executive session.
Second.
Second
by Lane. On the motion,
Vickery?
Yes. Herschel?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
At this time, I'll make a motion to postpone the Class A CDL requirement for maintenance supervisor Holland for a period of 180 days.
Do you want it from this day?
Or from probationary.
Or from the end of probation, yeah.
So for another 180 days. I'm good with 12 months. We postpone it for 12 months, so we have this. He has to have it.
Okay, I'll amend my motion to postpone the requirement for the Class A CDL requirement for 12 months.
Second.
Second by Lane. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
12 months from hire?
That's what I was just probation, hire. Well,
I meant from today.
12
months. We have this discussion next, beginning of next year. Does he need it or not?
You got that, Kathleen, from today's date?
Kathleen, we're going to have a special meeting on Thursday at 4:30. And it will be executive session to discuss employment of a public official.
I'll post that as a special meeting.
Yeah. And then I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
You said that quick. Second by Lane.
I was going to try to get the motion in.
On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Good night.